what we've been learning, that faith is believing that God is telling the truth. If I could just put it in a nutshell for you, that's what it would be. Faith is believing that God is telling the truth. Remember this, you can have faith and not believe. Come on, help me somebody. You can say, I'm stepping out on faith, but you don't believe it, but you're doing something, right? And then the question I have for you today is, why do so many Christians struggle with their walk with God? It's a good question. They feel the constant pressure to stay committed and connected and motivated. You ever notice that? Many have the desire, but the pressures of life, the problems, the challenges, and the external factors hinder their walk with God. I got to ask you a question. When was the last time you checked your walk with God? It's a very, very important question, because at times I found out that what we are after are the benefits and the blessings. Come on, help me somebody. And then there are times when the blessings and the benefits seems like they're so far away, but we know that God's blessings are endless. We know that the benefits of walking with him, amen, is true. We know, because some of you are not where you used to be. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. Yet few people commit. Few people are concerned or are concerned about the kingdom and their walk with God. They think that their walk with God is only good on Sunday, but not on Monday, not on Wednesday, not on Friday, but get closer to the weekend. We concern ourselves with our walk with God. I want to say to somebody here today, imagine this. Picture this for a moment. Imagine a walk with God that is so amazing, watch this, that you get caught up so much that people don't see you, they see God. I'm trying to help somebody. I'm trying to talk about a walk with God, amen, that's so powerful that when you walk in throughout life, amen, you are reflecting the image of Christ. And so today we come to our character in the hall of faith. Last week we looked at Cain and Abel. We saw that there were two people with the same opportunity, but one took advantage of it by faith and the other did not have any faith. But this character, Enoch, question is, who is he? He's only mentioned once in the Old Testament and then now in the New Testament. But there's something, it's interesting to me that his impact on this generation, the generation then and the generation now, and even though he's dead, he still speaks. He made it into the hall of faith. Anybody here want to make it into the hall of faith? I'm talking about your name will be written in the halls of faith at the Vision Church, that guess what? Oh, I gave my life to Jesus and I did so many things by faith and I trusted God and I believed him, but I walked with him so much that people didn't see me, they seen God. See, that's the difference. The difference in this journey is that people are not supposed to be seeing you all the time. They have to see Jesus Christ to your life. And so you say, who is Enoch? Let me break some news to you. Ready? Enoch was Cain's first son. Lord have mercy. You don't have to be like your daddy. No, just because your daddy messed up doesn't mean you gonna mess up. Just because your daddy was a murderer doesn't mean you gonna be a, oh, come on and help me somebody. The thing I love about God is this, that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away and new things have come. And here's what I want you to know. Enoch didn't have the greatest example. Lord have mercy. Enoch did not have the greatest example, but yet He was a giant with God. I'm trying to help somebody here today. I'm trying to hope somebody today to let you know that just because you have a past, that doesn't mean this is your present. Or it can be your present. Just because you grew up in a broken family, just because you didn't have the best of circumstances in life, it does not mean that you cannot have an amazing walk with God. Do I have anybody here that want to have an amazing walk with God? I'm talking about that kind of walk. Are you with me? And so Enoch, let me tell you what his name means so you know his background. Let me tell you what his name means. His name means dedicated. See, you can't walk with God. You can't straddle the fence. You can't have one foot in and one foot out. You can't love him on Monday. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Forget all about him by Friday. He was dedicated. He lived up to his name. He was a man. Enoch's faith gave him a day-to-day walk with God. Now, here's the thing. Some of us, we have relationship, but we've probably broken fellowship. But let me help you real quick. No matter how many times you break fellowship, you will never break relationship. So it's up to you. Come on, help me. To get back into fellowship with God. You know what that means? That means you've been gone too long. It means that you've been away from God so long. And God said, now who wakes you up every day? And even though you have not been faithful or dedicated to me, I'm going to be faithful and dedicated to you. Imagine that. Imagine the odds, right? It says God is faithful when we are faithless. Come on, help me. And if God's faithfulness does not move you and I to become faithful, then we just take an advantage of his grace and mercy. Do I have anybody? Enoch. His name means what? Dedicated. Now, here's some interesting things about Enoch. You can write this in your notes. His name is first found in Genesis 5. In Genesis 5, I got 3 points. I'm going to sit down, though. Don't worry. We're going to get out of here right on time. Genesis 5, it says, so all the days of Enoch were 365 years. This man lived 365 years. Not days, years. y'all be trying to add to the Bible. Okay? And verse 24 says, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What in the world is going on? He walked with God until one day he walked off the face of the planet. Enoch, I know for the logical mind, that's kind of strange. You understand what I'm saying? I know for the logical mind, you're like, how in the world did he die when he was a sinful man? Let me tell you something. God could do anything. And if you really focus on your walk with God rather than the problems you're dealing with in life, the most important thing that you and I should be focusing on is our walk with him. Imagine walking with God. Watch this. And when you walk with God, don't think people ain't going to talk about you. They're going to hate on you. They're going to lie on you. They're going to do all this other stuff. But that's not your concern. Your concern is God. Do I have anybody? Enoch lived in a day, okay? And I need to cut through the chase now. Enoch lived in a day where death was the order of the day. Did you know that? Now you do. Okay? He lived in a day where death was the what? The order of the day. You want to know why I say that? If you look at Genesis chapter, put it on my screen for me. Genesis chapter 5. I just want to give you a taste of it. Let me just give you a taste. Genesis chapter 5, verse verse 5. Let's look at verse 5. Let me show you the order of the day. Let me show you why this is such an important thing. That if you walk in with Jesus, listen, you ain't going to see death. Ooh, you're not going to taste death. Come on, help me somebody. But watch this, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And here's the thing, what I'm trying to tell you is this. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, people should see Jesus, not you. Because your life is hidden in him. But look what it says. It says what? So all the days of Adam lived what? 900. This is after sin. He lived 930 years and what? He died. Go to the next verse. Seth lived 100 and what? 5 years and became the father of what? Enosh. Seth lived what? 807 years after he became the father of what? Enosh and what? Had other sons and daughters. All the days of Seth were 912 days, years, and he what? Ah, come on and help me somebody. If you skip on down to verse 11, it says, so all the days of Enosh were 905 years and what? Come on, help me somebody. I wish I had a few people here. Verse 14 says what? So all the days of what? Canaan were what? 910 years and what? What God is trying to teach us in Hebrews, death was the order of the day. When Enoch was walking with God, people were dying all around him. And Enoch, watch this now, Enoch was prepared for death. But guess what? Death didn't come his way. Because guess what? Because he aligned himself. Oh, when you align your life with God. Oh, I've watched this funeral yesterday that I officiate to this 30-year-old man that knew Jesus. Come on, help me somebody. The parents knew Jesus. And so there was no reason to fall over the casket. There was no reason to jump into the grave because they understood that he walked with God. Hallelujah. And now he's with God. Are you following me? The devil didn't want this message today. And watch the text. Watch the text. Now let's go on. We're going to go to our verse and I'm going to sit down somewhere and y'all can go eat your chicken wings and stuff. Look what it says. Look what it says in verse 5 of Hebrews 11. The macaroni and cheese and spinach. It says, by faith. Enoch was what? He was what? So that he would not. You want to know what your faith walk do for you? Give me the first thing. Our faith walk is how God frees us from the sting of death. In other words, when he said he was taken up, you know what he was? He was raptured. And one day, Jesus is going to crack the sky. Yeah, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And they that are remained will be caught up. Anybody want to get caught up? I ain't talking about getting caught up in no mess. I'm talking about getting caught up with Jesus. Why? Because you've been walking. See, here's the thing. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear dying because we will be caught up to be with him. But here's the thing. Here's how you know you're going to be caught up. Because watch this. When you gave your life to Jesus, you don't want to just say I'm saved just to say I'm saved. No, you want to walk with him. You want to talk with him. You can pray. You can praise. You can go through the toughest valleys of life because you have a walk with him. Thank God for my walk. Our faith walk is how he frees us from the sting of death. Do I have anybody? And when we maintain this walk with him, we have the assurance Oh, dear, listen, if you saved and you stay, you're saved. If you come and you stay for a moment, I don't know. Maybe God is sending you somewhere else. But if you don't land up in nobody else's church, then something be wrong. Because your walk with God keeps you in fellowship with the body of Christ. Do I have anybody? And so he says here in the next part of that verse, it says he was taken up. And what happened? I let the cat out the bag early, but he was taken up. And what? He did not see what? He would not see what? God did him a favor. God says, Enoch, you ain't gonna taste the sting of death. Because whatever this walk, it never tells us in detail what the walk was like, but I'm gonna take it as intimacy. It's commitment. Come on, somebody. Don't just put your name on the roll, man. Do something. Identify yourself with him. You carry the marks of Jesus on you. Do I have anybody? And the text says, and he was not found. They were looking for him. Because who? God. And so our faith walk is how God frees us from the fear of death. Gosh almighty. I ain't afraid. I ain't scared. I ain't scared. Here's the thing. When you see people dying, oh, that's a tough thing in the human mind, isn't it? But when you walk with God, if I can testify about you, I can say, you know what? He walked with God. She walked with God. And I know what God's word says. God's word says, if I walk with him, I will not see death. And one day, perhaps today, he may come back. And while we're waiting for him to come back, you don't have to worry about dying. You don't want to have to worry about the sting of death. I know death may be depressing, but boy, I want to tell you something. When you're walking with Jesus Christ, he gives you this confidence about life because you're walking with him, because you're talking with him. The fact is, no one who has died can tell you where they're going. I wish I had somebody. But when you walk with God, the fact is you will end up in heaven. Absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The more you walk by faith, the better you understand the facts about life. The problem is we don't like to talk about death. We don't like, oh, that's a scary subject. But not for the one who's walking by faith, who's walking with God. Yeah, it gets tough sometimes, but I thank God that I understand that what his word says, it says he walked with God until God took him away. Oh, it reminds me of Psalm 27. He says, even when my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. He says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I'm in this thing. Are you in this thing? And when you walk with God, listen, there are benefits, there are blessings, but there's also the other side to the story. The other side to the story, hate is going to show up. Satan is going to show up. Suffering's going to come. But because you're walking with him, you're going to be able to handle his best blow. Satan thought his best blow is death. And what Satan does, he keeps the believer fearing death. And that's the reason why we can't glorify him. Because want to understand, to fear death It's to fear the devil, because the devil is the one who's introduced death. But Jesus has nullified death. Jesus has put a neutralization on death. He's taken the sting from it so that we don't have to fear it. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Come on and give him a praise. Come on and tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. When I walk with you, when I walk with you, my life has never been the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. But it's impossible to talk about God and walking with God and not get excited. Come on now. The text says that he was taken up. But look what it says. For he obtained the witness. Watch this. Our faith walk is how we develop true fellowship with God. See, he obtained a witness. A witness means somebody is talking about you. You know what they're talking about? They're talking about your walk with God. They're talking about your talk ain't the same. They're talking about how your life, anybody here got to change life? Come on, help me, somebody. If they only knew where I would be today, if it had not been for my walk. And the closer I started walking with him, the more I started to believe that he who began a good work in me will in no wise finish it. My testimony is this. I'm going to walk with God till folk can't see me, till they see Jesus. I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep rejoicing. I'm going to keep praising. You know why? Because my fellowship with him is one of the greatest things that I've ever experienced in my life. Anybody here ever had fellowship with him? And I'm talking about deep fellowship. I'm talking about you wanted to cry. You wanted to give up. You wanted to throw in the towel. And he came and he wrapped his arms around you because your walk is so deep with him. Your walk is so close to him that he says, child, don't you cry. He says, weeping may endure for a night. Joy is going to come in the morning. He says, yeah, I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed begging bread. Why? Because I got a testimony. Here's my testimony. The closer I am to him, the more I want to go. The more I want to keep on going. The more I want to give him praise and glory. I want to glorify him. I'm going to give him everything I have. Thank God that my faith walk, he frees me. He sets me free. But not only that, the text says, not only did he obtain a witness, but he had been taken up. That before he was taken up, tell your neighbor, before he was taken up. The text said, before he was taken up. So our faith walk is how we cultivate faithfulness to God. Before he was taken up, he was faithful, not unto death, but unto being taken up. He never died. Hey, come on, somebody. But he was taken up. But his faithfulness is how he stayed committed to God. I want to say, somebody here today, God will reward your faithfulness. I know you had to give up a few things. I know you can't go certain places. I know you had to miss a few parties. I know you had to miss a few things. I wish I had somebody. I know you had to say no a few times. But let me tell you something. What you thought you missed out on, God says, I got something better. I got something better for you. And what the devil may make you think is that you missed out on some pleasure. But God has something better for you. He has something that man can't give you, that woman can't give you. But stay faithful unto death. while the world was plummeted in death, Enoch could have fell into depression. Enoch could have fell into despair. While the world is in war, you got war over here, you got war over there, you got people dying, you got people dying, you got children dying, you got all kinds of stuff going on. Enoch could have stayed saying, man, I'm done with this. Lord, do something. But he wasn't interested about that. Here's what he said. He said, I'm going to keep on keeping on. I'm going to keep on walking with Jesus. Do I have anybody here who's going to keep on walking with Jesus? It may get tough sometimes. It may get hard sometimes. Yeah, but I want to tell somebody, you keep on walking. You keep on high stepping, because one day he will reward your faithfulness. The text says, not only does he faithful, but it says before he was being taken up, he was pleasing to God. Our faith walk is the only way we can please God. I'm gonna tell you right now, the only way you can please God is if you have a faith walk with God. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, it's the only way. It's the only way. My faith walk is the only way. And when you walk with him, he'll talk with you. Adam, where are you? Adam said, God, I heard your voice, your sound, not your voice. I heard your sound. Adam, who told you to be afraid? How did you know you were naked? Here's how he knew he was naked. He had stopped being faithful. He had fell into sin. When you fall into sin, you'll have conviction. Oh, you'll have distance. You won't be in fellowship. You'll be in relationship, but not fellowship. When you're living in sin, you're gonna back up. You're gonna hide, because you can't walk with the master. And if you can't walk with the master, it means that you're in trouble. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, 1 John 1:9, fix that problem. When Jesus went to the cross, he fixed that problem. Here's what he said. He said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, but if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And you could get back into fellowship with God. Adam, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to kill that animal, and I'm going to cover your sin. And then I'm going to make you some garments. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cover your shame. When you walk with Jesus, he covers your shame. Some of us are X this and X that. I don't want to get too graphic, but you know what you used to do. You know where you used to be. You know how they used to call you, or what they used to call you. And it wasn't nice. But when you come to Jesus, when you walk with him, he gave you a new name. He gave you a new mind. He gave you a new heart. He gave you a new purpose. He gave you a new lease on life. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that Jesus picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on a solid ground. And I'm here to tell you today, when you walk with him, when you walk with him, when you walk with him, you ain't getting it. When you walk with him, when you walk with him, when you walk with him, you ain't getting it. When you walk with him, when you walk with him, he'll be everything that you'll ever need. No man can give you that. No woman can give you that. No money can give you that. But when you have a walk with Jesus, everything is going to be all right. Do you know him? Have you tried him? Is he all right? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. 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 Walk with him. Hallelujah. 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 Your faith walk. Your faith walk. Your faith walk. Hallelujah. That's it. Your faith walk. In 1980, a young lady entered the Boston Marathon. She started the race looking great. She was leading the pack by a country mile, breaking all kinds of records. Crowds applauded as she crossed the finish line. It was suspicious, though. However, that woman who had never won a marathon before won the Boston Marathon by a country mile. Lo and behold, when they examined the situation, the girl started the race and then left and ran and got the subway and rode the subway 16 miles, get off the subway, got back into the race, and that's how she finished first. You see, some of us have started living the Christian life. You started walking with Jesus, but now you're jumping on the subway. Now you're trying to cheat to get your way to the finish line. And the only way to do this is to stay in the race. All the way. Your walk with God. Your faith walk with Him. We try and take shortcuts and we want applause at the end. That, look at me now. That ain't real. You see, some of you look prosperous, but you're not really prosperous. You may look materially prosperous, but if you ain't walking with Jesus, if you don't have a faith walk,